Hi there! Welcome to the Daily Manna. Just as our body is in need of material food, so as our soul is in need of the Word of the Lord. One time, I visited a school, and while I was waiting for my appointment, I observed that there was a child holding a painting and she was crying. And while I was there standing, I wanted to go to the child, but suddenly there was a parent. Not her parents, as I noticed, but there was a parent of another student that approached her and asked her, "Why are you crying?" And the child said, "I did not win." I realized then that all of the students were asked back then to submit a painting, and it would be a contest among all of them. And so when the announcement of the winner was done, the child was so disappointed, because her piece, her painting, was not chosen. And the parent, trying to comfort that child, said to her, "Well, you cannot please everyone, because even there were only few judges, and even if you look at your painting and you see it as the best of all, there are judges whose perspective are different from how you are judging or from how you are giving a decision as to which one is the most beautiful. So you just have to accept it because you cannot please everyone." Well, that saying is a very known saying to all. You cannot please everybody. And that is really very true. In many occasions in life, you would realize no matter how you would try to please everyone, no matter how you would try your best in doing what you are asked to do, but at the end of the day, there can still be someone that would give a comment on your work. There can still be someone that would be displeased with what you did. And we just have to accept that reality because you cannot please everyone. But it is not only that you cannot please everyone that shall be remembered and shall be accepted in life. Also, you cannot persuade everyone. There are things that you are so convinced about, and yet other people will not be convinced when you share it with them. Same as what happened with the Apostle Paul when he arrived in Rome. In Acts chapter 28, verses 11 to 27, but we will only focus with verses 23 up to 27. We will only focus on these verses. Acts 28. 23 to 27, that's what we would be reading. "When they had set a day for Paul, they came to him at his lodging in large numbers, and he was explaining to them by solemnly testifying about the kingdom of God and trying to persuade them concerning Jesus from both the law of Moses and from the prophets, from morning until evening. Some were being persuaded by the things spoken, but others would not believe. And when they did not agree with one another, they began leaving after Paul had spoken one parting word. The Holy Spirit rightly spoke through Isaiah the prophet to your fathers, saying, 'Go to this people and say, you will keep on hearing, but will not understand. You will keep seeing on seeing, but will not receive. But for the heart of these people has become dull, and with their ears they sincerely hear, and they have closed their eyes, otherwise they might see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart and return, and I would heal them.'" May the good Lord bless the reading of His Word. When Paul arrived in Rome, he was placed under house arrest. People can visit him anytime while he was guarded by some soldiers. And it so happened that many became so curious about the belief of Paul. And so by different groups, they went to visit him. And every time he got this chance, he shared to them about the kingdom of God. And not only purely about the kingdom of God per se, but he made sure that not only that he will talk about the kingdom itself, but he talked about the King of the kingdom, who is the Lord Jesus Christ, and in every presentation that he had, he made sure that it was grounded on the early fathers and the law of Moses and the prophets, so that he will be able to persuade especially the Jews and those who have a Jewish background in those days. So in every engagement that Paul had, there were some individuals who were persuaded, but there were others who were going against him or who rejected the thoughts that he had. Well, in presenting the gospel, this is a reality that the believers shall also embrace in life. It is not always a positive response that we would have around us or from the people around us. In fact, when I was teaching discipleship and evangelism in Ebenezer, after giving some approaches and techniques to my students, I brought them to the city proper of Zamboanga. And after an hour of really evangelizing, we gathered in Ebenezer again and we made some reportings. And I received so many positive results. Many people said they accept the Lord, they accepted the Lord. And there were some individuals as well who were frustrated. In fact, there was one of them who was really crying because the person to whom he shared the gospel was a religious leader of another religion. And so instead of accepting the gospel, the person had engaged in a form of a debate with him. So he was so frustrated about that matter. But that's a reality that believers shall accept. While it is true that we cannot please everyone, it is also true that we cannot persuade everyone. Because at the end of the day, it's the Holy Spirit's work to convince them. But we as believers, we must be ready to present all the reasons why we believe what we believe, all the reasons why we have embraced such a faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. But after that, if we have exhausted already what we know in explaining to them about the kingdom and the King of the Kingdom, the salvation that this King of the Kingdom is offering, after exhausting all of those reasonings, and if they would not believe, we just have to accept it. Because even the whole Spirit of God mentioned this, as mentioned by Paul in verse 26. When he said the Holy Spirit rightly spoke through Isaiah the prophet, and this is what the Spirit said, "Go to these people and say, you will keep on hearing but will not understand, and you will keep on seeing but will not perceive." In fact, there were some individuals who said, "To see is to believe. You show to me some proof of miracles and I'll believe about God." But not in all cases. In fact, there were many individuals who saw miracles and yet remained skeptic about the matter. So it's truly the Spirit work. But as believers, our task is to proclaim and to give reasons why we believe what we believe. But at the end of the day, we must embrace as well the truth that we cannot persuade everyone. We share, we try to reason as much as we can, but if they would reject, they're actually not rejecting us, they're rejecting God. And this has been prophesied already. So let's accept this truth that we cannot persuade everyone. But this is not a reason as well that we will stop sharing the gospel. Because how can they hear if we will not share? How will they believe if there will be no one who would explain to them? May we all allow ourselves to become instruments of the grace of God. Not really that we will be thinking of us ourselves persuading them, but we will give and present and give all the reasons that we could give that we may believe and embrace the truth that we have. May the Lord bless you all. Shall we pray? Lord, thank you for entrusting us with the gospel. And as we try hard to share about the kingdom, to testify about the kingdom and the King of the kingdom who offers salvation to everyone, we pray that you will strengthen us and give us the courage and the boldness. But at the end of the day, if they would refuse, allow us, Lord God, to just be open enough for such a rejection, because it has been prophesied already. while we shall give our whole heart in sharing the gospel and give our whole mind in reasoning for the gospel, it is the task of the Spirit of God to convert them and to convince them. We will only give what we could. And when what we give is not enough, it's up to the work of the Spirit of the Lord. And so today, we just open to you our lives and all that we are. And we pray that you will use us despite our limitations. May you bless every one of us in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.